From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. West Palm Beach becomes the first city in that county to require contractors and people who do business with the city to offer benefits to all their employees, and that includes same-sex couples. The specifics: the company must do at least $50,000 in business with the city and have five or more employees. The exceptions: companies that provide no benefits to employees' spouses or dependents, government entities, property or emergency contracts, or anything that violates existing laws or grant rules. The city could also waive compliance if it only gets one bidder or determines no bidders can comply with a domestic partner's rule, or it decides at a public meeting the requirement would result in the city not getting the best value. The vote was 5-0 in favor. The arrest of a North Miami City employee has the acting mayor concerned that the city may have disregarded the proper hiring procedures. Philippe Bien-Aimé now wants North Miami to review all background and reference checks of employees hired within the past 2 years.
I want to make sure that the public have full faith in the security in the administration of the city.
He thinks red flags may have existed, but were overlooked. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?